Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He's the man Talkers Magazine says is one of the most important talk show hosts in America.
We tell you over and over again that you're wonderful, and you just don't get it. What's wrong with you?
He's Jim Blasingame, our small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Kathy Perry's here. I know you're excited about that because she's the one who always gets us smarter when it comes to social media. She's one of the top social media experts on the planet. She's the co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, and for a long time now, she's been a great member of our Brain Trust, helping us get our social media strategies organized and executing. Kathy Perry, welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much, Jim. Happy to be here.
It's always a pleasure to have you back. I know what social is, and I know what a search engine is, but what's a social search engine?
Well, it's that wonderful thing called all that data that everybody is putting out on the web and in their social profiles. So Facebook and Google are really going head-to-head on this and trying to establish themselves as a leader of that social search.
So Google, you know, they've got their tentacles everywhere. Facebook is supposed to be just about Facebook, isn't it?
Well, except that now Facebook is totally trying to go and grab that area of social search and
outside of their own platform.
Well, you know, within their own platform, they're already handling a billion search queries a day.
Yeah.
So they have different kind of data, which really what Google was trying to do when they created the Google Plus platform is to be able to have some of that social data that that Facebook has. But not everybody's been jumping on their bandwagon, you know. So and then Facebook is trying to capitalize on the data that they have currently.
Well, see, I'm still a little confused. I mean, I know about Google Plus, and I haven't heard anybody who's excited about it, frankly.
No, I haven't either.
But Google Plus, can I presume if I'm using Google Plus that I'm also getting Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and whatever? But if I'm using Facebook, am I getting only Facebook to search, or are they searching other platforms?
At the moment, they're not searching other platforms. They're searching within their platform.
But they're presuming that they're the one that really matters. But that's not, I guess. So it really isn't a fair fight, is it?
Well, except that, you know, I'm not positive that Google, when it's getting data from Facebook, is getting all the data or the you know, everything.
You think Facebook is tripping them up a little bit?
Well, I don't think that they give them access to everything
There you go.
You know, and that only makes sense. You know, why would they?
Right.
And you know, the money is in search. There's a lot of money in search. We already know that.
Right.
And
But now let me throw another thing in here. Facebook is having a challenge with their mobile, right?
Well, I mean, they are.
They're having trouble monetizing mobile. And Eric Schmidt said that Google would be more successful in the future with mobile search than they've ever have been with regular search.
And that could be very well the case.
So
I know that Facebook is using mobile search as a huge part of their, you know, message to their investors as well.
Right.
And that's why I believe that, you know, Zuckerberg, when he announced this, that they were, you know, really talking a lot about their social network strategy, that search is a key part of it, you know, because of the advertising dollars. And they don't want to let their investors not know that they have to have a strategy for their investors and
right.
try to recover their share value. So, and serving ads on mobile is the immediate goal, but serving ads on the, you know, the world's most popular search engine would even be more successful.
You know, it's kind of fun for me to watch Google and Facebook and Microsoft kind of go at each other like neighbors who can't seem to agree on who's where the yard starts and where my yard starts and yours stops.
That's true, and you know, we have a third player in there. Another huge player is Amazon.
Yeah,
Amazon is a massive search engine.
When we come back, I'm gonna get you to help us sort all that out. And put all this in perspective, folks. They're fighting over you and me. I kind of like this, don't you? 22, right back after these messages. The main reason we're talking about it, folks, is just so you'll understand who the players are, and and which one to use to depending on your specifications. Stay with us, 22. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.